Hafide, welcome to another episode of Hearthstone Deck Tech, and today we talk about the fastest combo deck in the history of Hearthstone, Mechathun Priest. So, with the expansion just underway, we're like less than a week into the expansion. The meta is a little greedy. A lot of people want to try fun decks, and we got to test a bunch of different decks, but one of the top performing decks for me has been Mechathun Priest. So originally when we were brainstorming, we were thinking that Mechathun would be really strong in Druid because Druid has so much ramp and card draw. They could dump their hand and play Mechathun out and complete the quest. And it is strong. It is strong in Druid. We thought it would be pretty strong in Warlock, which it's proven to not be. Warlock just doesn't have enough power to draw out its deck as well as put cards out from its hand. And the deck that's actually done really well is Mechathun Priest. And I don't know if anyone would have ever expected that, but it works. It is crazy. You can win. You need 10 mana, but you can dump your entire deck by turn 10. So we're going to go through the list and we're going to talk in detail about each card, why the card is important, how the deck wins. And if you want to see gameplay, of course, you can go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/kinsanity, to see a game of Mechathun and how quick it can be. All right. So here's the deck list. We have 2 Circle of Healing, 1 Silence, 2 Northshire Clerics, 2 Power Word Shields, 1 Blood Mage Thanos, 2 Divine Hymn, 2 Doomsayers, 2 Loot Hoarders, 2 Shadow Visions, 2 Spirit Lash, 2 Wild Pyros, 2 Acolyte of Pain, 2 Ticking Abominations, 1 Reckless Experimenter, 1 Coffin Crasher, 1 Hemet the Jungle Hunter, 2 Psychic Screams, and 1 Mechathun. So this deck, there's only one way it wins, and it wins by doing the combo, right? So the combo is obviously you want to have Mechathun, Coffin Crasher, Reckless Experimenter, and the 2 Ticking Abominations in hand. So Mechathun is a 10 mana, 10-10 creature, death rattle. If you have no cards in your deck, hand, and battlefield, destroy the enemy hero. So when you have 10 mana, what you want to do is play Reckless Experimenter, which is a 5 mana, 4-6, death rattle. Minions you play cost 3 less, death rattle minions you play cost 3 less, but die at the end of turn. So you want to play the Reckless Experimenter, then you want to play Coffin Crasher, the 6 mana, 6-5 death rattle minion. Summon a death rattle minion from your hand. Okay. And then you want to play the 2 Ticking Abominations, which are 4 mana for a 5-6 death rattle, deal 5 damage to your minions. So in total, that's 10 mana worth of stuff that you need to play in one turn. So you start with the Reckless Experimenter, you play the Coffin Crasher, and then you play the 2 Ticking Abominations for 10 total mana. Has to be played in that order. And if Mechathun is the last card in your hand and you have no cards in your deck, then you will win the game on the spot once you press the end button. It's pretty amazing. But it has to be played in that order because what happens is Coffin Crasher's Death Rattle activates first. It brings Mechathun into play. Then the 2 Ticking Abominations Death Rattle happens. They deal 10 total damage to everything on the board. On your side, killing your Mechathun and killing everything that you have on the board. And since you have no cards in your hand or on the board or in your library, you win. Okay. It is a simple combo. Only thing you need to worry about is playing it in order. And you don't have to worry about the board state at all. You just need to get there. Right? So with that said, the rest of the deck is one of two things. It's either draw or it's survivability. Right? This is the best type of combo deck because you don't need to put in a third thing. Like when you think about Exodia Mage or Quest Mage, you need to have draw, survivability, and spell generation, or cards to do multiples of those things. This deck is so fine-tuned, you don't need any of that. Just draw, survivability. That's it. And combo pieces, okay? So we'll go through all the cards. So we have 2 Circle of Healings. Circle of Healings are good for a number of reasons. Number 1, it's free. So when you are late in the game and you just need to get rid of cards in the hand, you want to just get rid of circles, right? Like, say you have 10 mana, you have, you know, your last card is Circle of Healing, you draw it, and you have the five creatures in your hand, the combo pieces. So now you can play all the combo pieces and cast Circle on the same turn and be good. You know what I mean? You'll be out of cards. Now, on the contrary, if you had another type of card, you would be forced to play that card out first and then wait another turn to get the combo, which can cost you, right? So Circle of Healings do that. They also heal your board to make you draw more with the Northshire Cleric. They also start off damage with the Wild Pyromancer. They also, and if you start off damage with the Pyro, then you can also get more draw with Acolyte. So typically, you're going to really save those healings. You're going to save them for those big swing turns when you actually, when you have like a Cleric and a Pyro, or if you just need a starter for your Pyro combos, right? And also don't get caught in the trap. Like, say you have the board, your opponent has a creature with three health, and let's say you have a Wild Pyro, Circle, Power Word Shield, and a coin. You need to start the combo off with a Circle, because if you start it off with a coin, you'll deal one damage to everything, and then when you play the Circle, you'll heal everything. But remember, you can use this to your advantage because you can use a spell with the Pyro on the board, deal damage to everything. Then you can play a Cleric and use Circle and end up drawing 3 to 4 to 5, however many cards, right? Which with this deck at some point, that's just all you need to do, right? So that's Circle. We have two of those. We have one Silence. Silence is similar. There's a lot of good Silence targets, Magnetic targets, Rin, Hench Clan Thugs. There's never not a good target for Silence, and Silence is free, so it has the same strengths as Circle of Healing. We have one of those, and you know, obviously it's also a Pyro starter. We have two Clerics. Clerics are a one drop, one for 1/3 whenever a minion is healed, draw a card. Right, typical best priest one drop. The card is obviously good because it contests the board early. 1/3 is a perfect body for the board. And later in the game, you can use it for Circle of Healing combos and drawing a huge amount of cards. It's a strong card. Two Power Word Shields. Power Word Shields is good because it draws you a card, makes your minion stronger. Sometimes don't be afraid to put those on your opponent's minions, especially if you have a Psychic Scream or a way to clear them. We have a Blood Mage Thanos, which is in there for the extra spell damage with Spirit Lash, as well as drawing a card. It's just so strong. Core to the deck. Two Divine Hymns, which is a 2-mana spell, restore 6 health to all friendly characters. It's a spell, activates all the combos, and it also heals everything. So like Circle, you can use this in conjunction with the Cleric to draw a bunch of cards. Two Doomsayers, because sometimes you just want the strongest anti-aggro tempo play you can. Unfortunately, in this meta, Doomsayer is just not as strong. A lot of Void Rippers going around. Doomsayer is the 0/7 2-mana creature at the start of your turn. Destroy all minions. It's a great card. Against aggro, I just say get it out on curve. Get it out as early as you can. We have two Loot Hoarders. The 2-mana 2/1 creature with Death Rattle, draw a card. You need as much card draw as you can, and this is one of the card draw. It's a good mechanic. It dies easily to your Pyro. Can help facilitate some better trades. Two Shadow Visions, 2-mana spell, discover a copy of spell in your deck. You know, obviously you use this to find removal, or maybe you need a Circle of Healing to get a big combo. Very versatile card. We have two Spirit Lash. Spirit Lash is a spell, 2-mana, deal 1 damage to all minions, and it has Lifesteal. Great card in conjunction with Wild Pyromancer or Blood Mage Thanos, and it can really help sustain you a bit and like help you stabilize in later parts of the game, so use those wisely. We have two Pyromancers, one of the best anti-aggro cards in the game. So this deck does decently well against opponents that go wide. Think like Odd Rogue, or I'm sorry, not Odd Rogue, but Odd Paladin, some Hunter decks. This deck will do well at this because of Pyro. You know, it's a good way to just keep things off the board. And especially if you're able to clear the board and maintain a Wild Pyro that has more health because of something like Power Word Shield, It can be a really big thing. It'd be backbreaking for some opponents as they don't have enough initiative to get back in the game. So like if you end up putting a 3-4, a 3-3 pyro on an empty board, like unless a paladin draws into a weapon, they're not going to have an immediate way to remove it, which means they never develop their board, which is great. Right? Two acolyte of pains, which is the 3-4, 1-3 creature. Whenever this minion takes damage, draw a card. Obviously, you can use this with Circle of Healing. Wild Pyro Shenanigans, it fights against Odd Paladin relatively well because it's always getting new cards, and people are going to try to want to remove it ASAP. The thing about this card is make sure you don't overdraw, right? You don't want to overdraw, especially if you know, you still have combo pieces left in the deck. We have two ticking A-bombs. We talked about this. This is your combo piece. Do not play it until you combo. It's only in the deck for one thing and one thing alone, and that is to play with combo. One Reckless Experimenter. We're only playing one in the deck, and it, too, is only in here for one reason, and that's the combo. So don't play it until you play the combo, and remember, it's the first combo piece you play. One Coughing Crasher, which is also only here for the combo. So you never play it, only for that one purpose. We have Hemet, the Jungle Hunter, which is 6 for a 6/6 battle cry. Destroy all cards in your deck that cost three or less. So I want to tell you that every card in the deck, except for the combo pieces, Hemet and Psychic Scream, cost three or less. So if you get Hemet in by turn 6 or whatever, you will effectively get rid of like over 75% to 80% of your deck. Which is what you want, because over the next four or five turns, if you play this on turn 6, you will get all your combo pieces, and then you will be able to combo on a turn 10, assuming that you picked up Psychic Scream somewhere between turns 7 and 9, right? So that is pretty incredible. It's the fastest combo in the game, in standard. It's the fastest combo in a long time. We have two Psychic Screams, the 7-mana spell, shuffle all minions into your opponent's deck. You know, the deck just needs removal, and this is good removal. And because of Hemet's synergy with it, you'll always be able to pull one of these by turn 7 or 8, assuming you played your Hemet. And it's great against Odd Paladin. This is the kind of card that helps you stabilize, because as their hand gets smaller, and they go wider on a board with 1/1s, you play Psychic Scream and you put like 4 to 6 1/1s back into their deck. And then now they have dead draws where they're just drawing 1/1 creatures, right? Or whatever. You know, things that they used up buffs on, and now the buffs are gone. So it's a great tool. Strong, really strong removal. And yeah, just a nice way to help you stay in the game. We have two of those. And lastly, we have Mechathun, which obviously you need to, that's your win condition, right? So that is the deck in a nutshell. Like I said, Odd Paladin is a winnable matchup because you have so many anti-aggro tools. Hunter is a winnable matchup. Shaman's winnable. Most decks are winnable matchups except for two decks which you will lose 100% of the time, right? And the two decks are any warlock deck that plays Demonology Project. If you challenge any of those decks, you will lose. Most commonly would be Control Warlock. You will lose the Demonology Project because they literally have to do nothing. They will just wait till you are 2 or 3 turns away from your combo and play 1 or 2 Demonology Projects, likely hitting some of your combo pieces in hand, and then you lose because you can't combo. So, you know, hope that you don't queue into any of those and hope that there aren't good ones. The second really difficult matchups is secret mage, because like the warlock, they can play around your combo. All they have to do is wait for you to hold anywhere between 7 to 5 cards, or right before you empty out your library. And once you reach that point, they just have to put up a Explosive Rune or Potion of Polymorph, right? So you cannot beat those decks. If they do that, then you die. I don't even think there's counterplay around to those decks, because first of all, Like those decks are 100% matchups. Those are 10-0 matchups. You cannot beat those decks. So a lot of people are saying that the combo decks are unfair because they do all this crazy stuff. And it's true, they can be difficult to play against. But, you know, this deck has 100% counter to it. Like, you will not win if you don't do your combo. There's no way around it. So keep that in mind. But it does do well against everything else. So yeah, it's very unlikely that against a good Warlock player that you beat them. Because literally, you just have to hope that you get the combo way before them. If you know that it's not Zoo Lock, you know that it's like some kind of control lock, I think you just mulligan for Hemet. Because if you don't get a Hemet and you can't like thin out the deck completely before turn 10, all they have to do is play Demonology Project to beat you. Like, there's nothing you can do. Like, holding creatures in your hand, that doesn't help. You know, they just have to wait. Because regardless of what happens, like, let's say you know that they have a Demonology Project in hand, and you're just like, well, I'm going to hold on to these Doomsayers, or I'm going to hold on to these Acolyte Pains in my hand, and just hopefully they can hit that with the project. It doesn't matter. Because you won't win until you get those cards out of your hand. You have to dump those cards first. So all they have to do is just wait. Wait for you to dump until you have 5 or 6 cards in hand, because they know you need at least 5 combo pieces. And then once you do that, they can assume that the other pieces are spells, or, you know, maybe they're free spells like Circle of Healing, Silences, whatever. And then they play Demo Project, and then you lose. There's nothing you can do. It is a 10-0 matchup if the Warlock player is halfway decent, you know. Like I said, the only way you could possibly win that is you play Hemet on turn 6, thinning out most of your deck, and then you draw into the combo before they ever get a Demonology Project. That's the only way you can win. All right, so moving on. We'll talk a little bit about the mulligans in general. Versus aggro, you want to keep Doomsayer, obviously. I would keep Cleric. I would keep Pyro. And if I keep Pyro, I would also keep cheap spells. If I have cards like Blood Mage Thanos, Loot Hoarder. Loot Hoarder is okay, too. I would not keep Acolyte of Pain unless it was aggro. I would keep Spirit Lash versus Paladin. I would keep it versus Druid. And, yeah, that's all you would mulligan for in versus aggressive decks. Versus control decks, you should hard mulligan for Hemet. But you would be okay keeping draw. So, like, Loot Hoarder would be okay. Acolyte of Pain would be okay. But you really want to see Hemet versus control. That's the deck in a nutshell. There really aren't any tricky play. I mean, there can be, but it's just really simple. Like, another thing, I guess one of the tricky things is if you have Hemet in hand and your opponent is very aggressive, if you don't have the board yet, and like, let's say you don't have a way to stabilize, like let's say you don't have heal like Divine Hymn or Spirit Lashes in hand, and even if you play Hemet, they'll still be able to push damage on you. You may not want to play Hemet at that point, because, you know, even if you play Hemet, you know, if your next few turns are you dumping things that aren't going to help fight for the board back, like, or ain't going to keep you alive, you're going to lose anyway. And by playing Hemet, you'll lose access to all of your spells. So, you know, you won't have Spirit Lash anymore. You won't have Doomsayers, Circles, Divine Hymns. So keep that in mind. But in most situations, you're going to go ahead and want to play Hemet on 6. Also, if you have Hemet on in hand, try not to use up cards like Loot Hoarder. Because Loot Hoarder is going to draw you combo pieces, right? So try to save those in hand, maybe do something else on the turn, like a Doomsayers or whatever, something else. Then play the Hemet. Then play those draw cards. Because once you play Hemet, like, assuming you didn't draw any of the combo pieces, there's only 7 cards left in the deck. And then every draw piece you play from that point on is 1 turn faster that you can get the combo. So keep that in mind, right? And that's pretty much the deck in a nutshell. No secret things. Like I said, if you want to see gameplay of that, you can watch my video on YouTube. It's pretty helpful, I think. It's a pretty fun deck. And like I said, if you're having trouble against this deck, then just play the hard counters to hard counters to it. Play Demonology Project and Warlock, whether it's Zoo or Control, and just play Secret Mage. You know, the good thing about this is that Secret Mage and Control Warlock aren't that prevalent in the meta yet, but they soon will be for sure. So, you know, keep that in mind. Maybe keep the deck on the side if you're seeing a lot of those. Play either the other combo version, which will be in part two of our podcast, or, you know, just play another deck. But in that, in those metas where you don't see counters to this, this deck is unbelievable. Crazy deck, crazy quick games, fun to play.